Business as usual, meet friends from the travel industry. That's what International Powwow is about. Not in this year's edition of the biggest tourism event in the United States. IPW 17 took place in the nation's capital, Washington DC, just 8 blocks away from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and the White House. I took part in 19 IPWs and never ever before I felt such an open political discussion and atmosphere before. Nobody dares to say, but there's a deep shock about President number 45 and his decisions during his first weeks. Beside that, everybody important doesn't really give it to someone's trade due to the not answered question, which tweet could come from the White House next. This is German Travel Radio's edition number 75 with a roundup of political discussions during IPW and about a businessman who wants to make America great again. The travel industry is aware for more things to come. Chapter 1. The brand USA trouble. The Organization of US Tourism Marketing is fighting for life. POTUS 45 had the idea to cut the budget and use the money for security purposes instead. Kind of crazy because the money for Brand USA does not come from taxes. Tourism organizations, airlines and big hotel companies are financing one part. The second comes out of fees from ESTA and the Visa Waiver Program. It's the money people from many countries pay to get the permission to travel the United States of America. To make this proposal come true, even the president needs the decision from Congress. Nevertheless, the responsible people of national tourism organizations don't really like the scenery coming up. For the first time during the history of IPW, you could listen to press conferences full of fighting spirit.
Please make it this. Brand USA is here to stay.
Roger Dow, CEO of US Travel Association, tells it loud, clear and full of belief. How could he be sure? It's the long-time experience in politics, some of his staff members were whispering. And nearly everybody hopes he will be right. Jonathan Grella, Executive Vice President of Public Affairs in US Travel Association, comes over with a very tough comparison during our exclusive interview.
To cut Brand USA at this point in time would be like canceling your life insurance right before going skydiving. So we don't believe that's going to happen. We're committed to protecting and saving Brand USA. There's a lot of misunderstanding in Washington because of the unique an ingenious way Brand USA was constructed in terms of funding. Our education efforts are ongoing in trying to get members of Congress to understand there is no U.S. taxpayer dollars used for Brand USA, but all of the benefit accrues to our economy and creating American jobs, and that's why Brand USA needs to continue to exist now more than ever.
Next step could be a face-to-face talk with the president. Roger Dow tells during the press conference of US Travel Association, remembering good times with former President Obama.
And then we began getting together with President Obama, began to understand the value of this industry and became one of the best presidents ever for travel and tourism. This president, he has a tendency to talk real fast. His tweet was he was upset about the people that were killed and he didn't send the message, I think, correctly. So we're work with this, and it's a whole administration. We have to get everybody, just the Secretary of Speaking, Secretary of State, and our president. He's a hotelier. He should understand this. He does understand this. And right now, we've actually put off getting together with him face to face because there's so many things happening. We are concerned about the rhetoric. We are going to get to him, and we are going to work with the president. He's a businessman. He's smart, and we will help bring him around.
These statements are simple and clear. The things going on are no good for the image of U.S. tourism, so we can open Chapter 2, Travel Ban. Beside the political discussion and the indignation of many people, it's bad for business and inbound tourism. That's the statement of Timo Kohlenberg, CEO of German tour operator America Unlimited.
Also so ein Travel Ban, das ist halt einfach die Nachricht an die Welt ist erstmal, wir sind ausschließend sozusagen, wir schließen aus. Und das ist das, glaube ich, was viel in der Welt ankommt, dass das mit uns gar nichts zu tun hat und dass es teilweise das unter Obama genauso gegeben hat. Das wird erstmal gar nicht groß wahrgenommen. Dementsprechend denke ich erstmal nicht, dass sich solche Sachen in der Masse auswirken. Und beim Laptop, bei dieser Laptop-Geschichte ist es beispielsweise so, dass die jetzt erstmal vorerst auch vom Tisch ist. Also da wurde jetzt gerade entschieden, dass sie eben nicht kommt und dass es für Europa erstmal nicht gilt. Aber man weiß ja bei dem Präsidenten jetzt aktuell auch nie, was noch alles kommen kann. Das heißt, ich bin da auch vorsichtig mit meinen Aussagen geworden. Aber aktuell hat sich das so erwiesen, dass eigentlich nichts wirklich dramatisch ist.
He told me, travel ban is nothing else than telling the world he don't want to have people coming to our country. This headline doesn't tell that a travel ban will not concern most of the potential tourists. He believes that there won't be large reaction. Same with laptop ban, which will not come for flights between Europe and the States, as it was told during the last week. But looking at this president, Timo says, you never know what's coming next. And even Jonathan Greller hopes that there will be no more fights about travel ban.
We're hopeful that the administration will draw the conclusion that they are now prepared to live life without travel bans, that the threat of reputational fallout is too severe, and that this really isn't about those six or seven countries. It's really about the reputation and image we project around the world. We can't afford to lose market share right now.
There might be a problem coming up. Even Americans were realizing this through the last weeks. Official statistics talking about an increase of tourism are dated from last year. Greller tells there were no actual and proved facts at the moment.
There's obviously a lag between when people start searching travel and when they do. So we're only now starting to see the actual signs. And actually, the numbers aren't too bad. Our forecast remains flat for the year, which of course could be better. But there hasn't been that dramatic fallout that some had been expecting.
No, not a drama, but a significant sign in chapter 3, talking about the Trump effect. Some German tour operators say there is an effect, whether you like it or not. Fabio Negro of FTI Travel talks about a proved decrease for US destinations on the German market. On the other hand, FTI has an increase for Hawaii and New York City. But he sees less tourists in smaller regions and destinations.
Die Nachfrage ist ganz klar zurück im deutschen Markt. Das sehen wir in Systemen, das sehen wir, wenn wir mit den Airlines sprechen. Die haben die besten Zahlen eigentlich. Wir können das so im Moment nicht wirklich bestätigen, weil wir haben gewisse Staaten oder Destinationen, die zweistellig im Plus sind. Also wir haben Hawaii, wo wir sagen, es läuft sehr gut. Wir haben New York, das läuft auch extrem gut. Dann haben wir Florida, das Vorjahresniveau ist. Dann haben wir aber schon auch halt ein bisschen die weniger frequentierten Staaten. Die sind dann so, und ein Staat ist dann mal ein bisschen im Plus, der andere ist dann extrem im Minus. Also da schwankt es ein bisschen.
Great figures in favorite regions for one tour operator. Timo Kohlenberg, CEO of America Unlimited, is talking about extremely different results when looking to his company. He has a decrease in New York City, Florida, and California, and comes up with better business in what he calls secondary destinations. The reason for this could be the fact that the experienced US traveler does not care for politics that much when being convinced that the country and the people haven't changed at all.
Kann ich überhaupt nicht bestätigen. Also bei uns ist es genau umgedreht. Wir haben eigentlich die Einbrüche gerade in den Zielgebieten, die als Mainstream sozusagen bekannt sind, sei es Kalifornien, New York oder Florida. Und eher die Secondary Destinations, wie wir sie nennen, also die beim zweiten oder dritten Mal angeflogen werden, sind die dann am Ende die stabil sind oder sogar wachsen, weil das die richtigen und typischen USA-Fans sind, wirklich, die sich dann von solchen Geschichten auch nicht abhalten lassen und eben weiter in das Land fahren, denn am Ende sind es ja die verändern sich ja die Leute, die Landschaften, die Highlights der USA nicht.
But is there any Trump effect? Most of the tour operators say yes.
Also diesen Effekt gibt es ganz eindeutig, das kann man eigentlich nicht von der Hand weisen. Wir haben gerade in den letzten 3 Monaten einen bestimmten Rückgang um 5-10% der Buchungen in die USA erfahren und das schieben hier ja auch viele so ein bisschen auf den Dollarkurs, was ich also wirklich nicht so unterschreiben kann, denn den Dollarkurs haben wir seit circa 2 Jahren. Letztes Jahr lief es also auch bombastisch gut, ne? Man sind auf einem wahnsinnig hohen Niveau, was die Einreisezahlen aus Deutschland betrifft. Also wir führen das schon sehr stark auf die Präsidentschaft.
There is no doubt about the Trump effect. Timo Kohlenberg tells me there was a decrease of about 10-15% during the last weeks. Some are looking for the dollar exchange rate as a reason, but he doesn't believe in this theory. Some major tourism destinations have quite the same impression. New York City warned about the impact of tourism ban, and California did too. The city, which is celebrating 50 years Summer of Love, has a clear opinion. Elizabeth Wieseltaler-Tully of San Francisco Travel Association is talking about an open-minded city. Everybody is welcome, and we do not share the opinion of closing borders with travel bans.
Wir sagen ganz klar, San Francisco ist anders. Hier bei uns ist jeder willkommen. Wir teilen nicht die Auffassung, dass man die Grenzen dicht machen sollte, dass man hier verschärfen sollte. Das ist das, was wir tun können.
So far, so not good. German tour operators are somehow relaxed when it comes to business. In 2017, they have a new star to sell and Germans love it. And buy it.
Kanada ist im Moment durch die Decke, ne? Also die haben das 150-jährige Jubiläum, die kriegen natürlich so ein bisschen die Buchung des Anti-Trump-Effekts mit und sie haben eben zusätzlich auch einen sehr guten Dollarkurs aktuell. Das heißt, aktuell wachsen wir in Kanada sehr stark, was natürlich diesen Verlust dann in den USA zum Teil auch ausgleicht. Und ich muss ganz ehrlich sagen, ich bin kein Fan davon, Panik zu machen. Man muss erstmal abwarten, was kommt denn jetzt überhaupt, in welche Richtung entwickelt man sich und dann kann man immer noch schauen, wie man gegensteuert. Aktuell versuchen wir ganz stark auch zu unterstützen, diese Welcome-Message rauszukriegen, dass die Leute in den USA sehr stark willkommen sind. Dementsprechend machen wir uns da jetzt noch keine großen Sorgen. Auf der anderen Seite bauen wir natürlich auch andere Produkte aus, das ist keine Frage, ne? Also wir sind seit 2 Jahren mit einer Luxusmarke am Markt, mit Feinreisen, die weltweit dann auch tätig ist und versuchen dadurch natürlich auch so ein bisschen, sag ich mal, die Stabilität ins Unternehmen zu bringen, was andere Zielgebiete anbelangt.
Timo Kohlenberg tells that Canada has an overwhelming success on the German market this year due to their 150th jubilee, a good exchange rate of Canadian dollar and the ideal substitute for Trump America. This guarantees the refund of money he's going to lose in the States this year. On the other hand, he is working on a second company selling destinations worldwide. For America and its tourism, there isn't any substitute. They have to deal with the facts. This may be one more reason that US tourism was working on a special claim to bring back tourism success. One big welcome. It tells the opposite of all actual facts and discussions throughout the country. Jonathan Grella, Vice President, Public Affairs of U.S. Travel Association.
Whatever the situation requires on the security side, we'll leave that to the experts. As far as our industry is concerned, there is no better insurance policy against reputational fallout than making sure we deliver a sustained and overt welcome message to everyone around the world. If you're interested in visiting America and you wish us well and want to see our sights, then we'd love to have you.
The balance sheet will come up at the end of the year, and after that I'm sure the discussion will go on. No problem solved so far. The US as a tourism destination are still attractive. The reason for this crisis is the problem of the American people being responsible for their election misery. Times have changed. German travel radio about talking politics during IPW 17 in Washington, D.C. Thank you for listening and bye-bye.